To you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning is, Do Wrinkles Hurt? Based on our Old Testament reading from Proverbs 9 and also a reading from Psalm 37, let me read these verses to you. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. For through me, says the Lord, your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. And from the Psalms, I have been young, and now I am old. And in all my years, I have never seen the Lord forsake a person who loves him. Again, our sermon theme is, Do Wrinkles Hurt? You'll find the outline in front of you on the golden sheet. I encourage you to follow along. Not long ago, I read these words from a writer. Let me quote them to you. Last year, I sat beneath a funeral awning, a funeral tent, in the warm Georgia sun and watched as my grandmother was being buried. While the pastor was speaking, I remember the last time I saw her. She held my 7-year-old daughter in her lap. Annie moved her fingers around the folds and wrinkles in grandmother's face. And grandma said, Annie, those are my wrinkles. They mean I'm getting very old. Later, Annie asked me, Mommy, do wrinkles hurt? But it seemed to me, the author says, what she was really asking is, what does it mean to get old? You know, there are only three experiences that each of us have in common: birth, aging, and death. It's impossible to preach a sermon to get yourself ready for being born. You've heard many sermons in your life for funeral sermons about death. Today, we're speaking about getting older. What experiences do you have in growing older? Does it hurt? Is it fun? Are you apologizing for it? Do you brag about it? Do you try to keep it a secret? Many of us handle our aging by denying it. We tell ourselves, I am not getting older. So, a little more makeup. Comb the hair over the thin spots, if you can. Clarence, don't you be laughing over there. Color the gray. Suck in the tummy when you walk in front of a mirror. Try to do the same things the same way you used to do them 20 or 30 years ago. A few years ago, my stepfather was telling me a story. He was laughing. He was telling it. He was driving down the road, and a man who was younger than he walked in front of the car, and stepdad had to slam on the brakes, and he yelled out, Get out of my way, old man. But as he told me this story, he didn't perceive that he was an old man of 82. And let me tell you, driving with my stepfather was always quite the scary experience. Some of us live in a make-believe world where no one is aging, or everybody's aging except for me. Story is told of a 50th high school reunion. John and Bill hadn't seen each other since the evening of their high school graduation. And when they saw each other, one said to the other, John, you haven't changed a bit. John thought for a moment and said, Bill, you look exactly like you did 50 years ago. Finally, one of their wives chimed in with the truth. And she said, Boys, it looks like what's really happened here is both of your eyesights have gotten considerably worse. And then Bill said, "What were we talking about?" Why do we deny getting older? Why do we make believe that our aging isn't happening? When it all gets down to the bottom line, the issue seems to be this. We want to run away from or escape the reality of death. The reality that our lives on this earth will one day come to an end. Well, even if we prefer to live in Never Never Land with Peter Pan, where one never grows up and never grows old, the truth is this. One clear result of living in a fallen creation, one clear result of the sin we inherited from Adam and Eve is this: aging and death. But God's word is realistic. He says in Psalm 37, verse 25, "I have been young, and now I am old. But in all my years, I have never seen the Lord forsake him who loves him." Aging is a part of life. We can't deny it. We can't escape it. We must face it and embrace it. And the Christian can't even celebrate aging. How? Listen again to Psalm 37. "I have been young, and now I am old. And in all my years, I have never seen the Lord forsake a person who loves him." But apart from a faith relationship with the living God, aging and death are nothing but a fearful end. But knowing and trusting Almighty God's faithfulness makes every day of our life a gift. Every day of our life an adventure. Every day an opportunity to experience His goodness and faithfulness. The wonderful poet Robert Browning wrote a poem that puts a wonderful focus on aging. First, let me paraphrase it for you, and then I'll share the poem. But here's the paraphrase. "Young folks, you ain't seen nothing yet. Each day is God's gift. The best is coming. As we grow older, we can grow in faith that every day is in God's hands, that I am in God's hands, and that death is not the end, but a doorway to life everlasting with Him." And now listen to the words of the poem. Browning's poem, "Grow Old Along With Me." Just the first verse. "Grow old along with me, the best is yet to be, the last of life for which the first was made. Our times are in His hand, who said, 'A whole I planned. Youth shows but half. Trust God, see all, nor be afraid.'" The truth is, though, our modern life often devalues and ridicules older people. Many assumptions around us today are anti-biblical and anti-Christian. One assumption in particular goes like this: to be old is to be worthless. There was a Broadway musical, a very famous Broadway musical a few years ago called Cats. And one of the famous songs had a lyric that repeated, and here was the lyric: "Memories of old days. I was beautiful then. Then, are only the young beautiful? Are only the young worthwhile?" In the late 1990s, Rutgers University in the USA did a thorough study of TV programming. Here's what the study revealed. Elderly were rarely game show contestants. Elderly were rarely in commercials except for medicines or life insurance. Elderly were, there were few older news broadcasters or talk show hosts. Elderly rarely played an important role in children's programs. And of all the cartoon characters on the TV, less than 4% were older persons. But when older people did appear on TV shows, here's what were found. They were often shown to be comical, stubborn, helpless, or foolish. And not long ago, there was a TV commercial for women's anti-wrinkle cream. And the tagline of the commercial said this: "The desire of every American woman." If I were a woman, I'd be insulted. My overwhelming, all-consuming desire in life is not to have wrinkles, not food for the hungry, peace in a war-torn world, happy and secure families, salvation for the lost, but no wrinkles? What a put-down for women. But what does God's word say? Listen again to our key passage from Proverbs 9, and also a new one from Psalm 71. Listen very carefully now to these words from God. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the Holy One is insight. For through me, says the Lord, your days will be many, and years will be added to your life." Psalm 71, this is beautiful. "Since my youth, my God, you have taught me. To this day I recite your marvelous deeds. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, O God, until I declare your power to the next generation, your might to all those who are to come." God is not calling us to gaze at our wrinkles or cover them up or run away from them, or deny them. He wants us, as we grow older, to get on with life and service to Him. He wants us to grow in faith and knowledge in Him. And then, are you with me? And then to pass on this faith and knowledge to the next generation. He wants us to celebrate His love and faithfulness in Jesus Christ from our youth to our old age to eternity. Who remembers the sermon hymn we sang? What was it called? Let's hear it. What was it? Rock of Ages. The classic old hymn tells us that Jesus is the Rock of Ages. Jesus is our strong, faithful rock. Upon Him we can build our lives, even with the changes and the challenges of growing older. No matter how many years we live, He is our Rock of Ages. The hymn says it very well. Listen to just a few well-known phrases. "Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in Thee." Jesus, our rock, was cleft or broken on Calvary's cross as He paid for your sins and for mine. And we can hide ourselves in Him. That is, in Him we can find true strength, true hope, and forgiveness. "Nothing in my hand I bring," says the hymn, "simply to Thy cross I cling." We don't depend on our good lives or our lifelong accomplishments to earn us eternal rewards. We only hold on to His cross and what He has done for us there. "While I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyelids close in death." Jesus, our Rock of Ages, will be with us to the very end of this life and be standing there ready to take us to live with Him forever. Now, do you remember the little girl in the opening story who was tracing the folds and wrinkles on her grandmother's face? Her name was Annie. No, Annie, wrinkles don't hurt. Wrinkles can be a visible sign of God's lifelong faithfulness and love. Wrinkles can be the signs of years of opportunity to pass on this faith of God to the next generation. Wrinkles tell us that this life is not our only life, that this home is not our only home for the Christian. Getting older means getting ready for a life forever in heaven. And wrinkles can remind each of us to hold a little less tightly to the values and the cares of this world. There was a girl named Suzanne who was born quite late in her mother's life. Mama had Suzanne when Mama was in her middle 40s. And as a teenager, Suzanne was embarrassed by the way her mother looked compared to all the other young mothers. She was especially embarrassed because of her mother's scarred and deeply wrinkled hands. Over the years, Suzanne stayed away from holding her mother's hands. She was embarrassed because of the way they looked, but finally one day, she got up the courage to ask her father, "Why is mother's hand so wrinkled?" And this is what father told her. "Suzanne, when you were an infant, asleep in your crib, our house caught on fire. And at the risk of her own life, your mother ran into your room filled with flames, taking you out of your crib, grabbing you and taking you outside to safety, but in the process, her hands were terribly burned. And though she had received numerous skin grafts over the years, she was left with deep scars and wrinkles. And the additional wrinkles that come with aging only compounded the look of her hands. But once Suzanne understood, from then on, Suzanne never missed an opportunity of holding her mother's wrinkled hands in public, because she no longer called her mother's hands ugly and her wrinkles ugly, but she called her mother's wrinkles a beauty mark, a badge of love. My friends, do wrinkles hurt? No! Every wrinkle can be seen as a beauty mark, a badge of honor, a gift of another year of life from God, a reminder that this life is not our final home, not our final destination. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the gift of growing older. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your faithfulness in Jesus Christ our Lord every year of our life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the gift of wrinkles. In Jesus' name, amen. We now